You're listening to SBS News.
The results are in and it's not good news. Australian government efforts to prevent obesity have been found to fall far short of international best practice. The Food Policy Index, developed to rate federal, state and territorial implementation of globally recommended policies to improve population diets, has found limited policy progress by the Commonwealth government in the last 5 years compared to other countries. Associate Professor Gary Sachs from the Institute for Health Transformation at Deakin University says the lack of action means Australia is falling behind.
While other countries are taking strong steps to try and improve population diet, Australia's really taking very little action at all. And so we're going backwards compared to the rest of the world.
Almost 2 in 3 Australian adults and 1 in 4 Australian children are overweight or obese, according to data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Only 7% of Australians are eating a healthy diet consistent with Australian dietary guidelines. The 2022 Food Policy Index report states a comprehensive whole-of-government response is needed to improve population diets and that it needs to be driven by strong leadership.
This is a public health crisis for Australia. Unhealthy diets and obesity are the leading contributors to poor health in Australia, and we need to take urgent action. We need the government to take it seriously, and we've seen other governments around the world taking it seriously, and they are implementing these measures that are recommended by public health groups.
The report recommends the federal government make restricting the marketing of unhealthy foods and drinks to people under 18 a priority.
There's really strong evidence that marketing works, and that's why the food companies spend so many billions of dollars on marketing. And so we know that if you can cut off that marketing of junk food to kids, it will improve population diet.
The report also recommends implementing a levy on manufacturers of sugar-sweetened beverages and other unhealthy foods. Professor Sachs says that it has to be designed in a way that incentivizes reformulating and improving products.
Over 50 countries in the world now have a tax on sugary drinks, and several countries have warning labels on junk food. And it's those type of measures that the Australian government needs to put in place.
The Obesity Policy Coalition took part in the assessment process. Its executive manager, Jane Martin, says unhealthy diets and obesity are leading contributors to poor health in Australia. She says it's important that the country has a healthy, productive workforce as it builds up again from the COVID-19 pandemic.
We want to live without a disability from a chronic disease. You know, we don't want to have diabetes and lose a toe or lose your sight and not be able to drive at night anymore or something like that.
She says it's wrong to attribute obesity to lack of willpower.
There's something much, much deeper going on as to how we are living. And that's why these environmental factors, as we call them, such as advertising, such as price, such as availability of these highly processed foods need to be addressed.
The Food Policy Index report highlights some areas of improvement. It found the federal government had made good progress in the area of food labelling with regulation of ingredient lists, nutrition information panels and health claims. And it found strengthened government leadership with the release of 2 key national public health strategies, the National Preventative Health Strategy and the National Obesity Strategy. But Ms. Martin says new policies that go further need to be executed swiftly.
There's a lot of different players in this space, but it's really important that some of the things that haven't been done are now implemented because we've waited long enough. Things aren't getting any better.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.